Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening to the best show on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Our favorite folks over there on YouTube, we stream live on YouTube every single day for you. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Jack, let's do it.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there was a tweet from Ike earlier today that got me thinking.
Okay.
What are the five things that Ike is just never, ever going to relent on?
That's good.
Starting at number five,
is the tweet in the top five?
Yeah, this is what responded.
This responded, he's right.
He's never going to relent that Westbrook's better than Chris Paul.
Damn right.
He never will. Yeah.
He's going to go
I'm
to
sure
his
we've
grave.
I'm sure we argued that.
Oh, of course we did,
okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And I love Chris Paul. I mean, Chris Paul is a point guard.
Right.
Yeah. And Westbrook was the worst. the worst.
So Chris Paul, if you hadn't heard, just got weirdly released in the middle of the night by the Clippers in his farewell season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you took to Twitter to remark that Westbrook
Well, I didn't see it till this morning.
Okay,
so I saw it this morning, and I was like, what the hell? Chris Paul got released? I'm like, he just announced he was retiring at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So, then what made him think of it is I used the Westbrook GIF.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used the Westbrook GIF, and that was intentional.
The Kings would never get rid of Russell Westbrook. Westbrook, he's so happy with his current situation.
Yes.
It's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's about those two.
Yeah, it's just about those two.
Yes, it's about those two. And give me Westbrook.
I'll say this about Chris Paul. I can only... There might
Something
be
there.
More to that.
Yes.
There might be more to that. I would just say that keep your eye on the news about Chris Paul.
Oh, more to the releasing of Chris Paul.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting to hear that.
Well, yeah. Now, there's something with Ty Lue and him. Like, Ty Lue's been talking to him in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, really?
Well.
We'll see.
Because Ty Lue, Ty Lue was at the poker games.
Nah.
Oh, he was?
He was. Now, he wasn't doing anything, but he was there.
Oh, God, this thing still has legs.
Yeah, I thought we were over this.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Seriously, I did. Too.
Thought we were over
That's
this.
That's a good one. You're right, and I'm never letting that go.
You're never letting that one go.
As someone who has argued with Ike about basketball things, never have I seen more passionate Ike than things like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, basketball brings out the real passion.
Yes.
Those are the best arguments.
Yeah.
This is all eye tests.
Always. The fourth thing that Ike's never going to relent on, and it's been a while since he's brought it up, but he's never going to let it go, is how Saquon should have gone for the record. In week 18.
Yeah. Without question.
We'll never think it was the right decision
to
set up.
Even though we won the Super Bowl.
Yes. And I still think about it. I do. And I'm like, this is why we should have broke the record last year. This is why we should have done it. So we could have that on the resume. And he would have done it. You know he would have broke the record.
Easily.
And we still would have won the Super Bowl.
What did he need in
120
the
120 yards? Oh, something like that.
That's a big number. Does he have 120 yards in three games this year?
This year, no. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, and look at it. Now it's gone. Now the moment's gone.
He finished at 205. He needed 100 yards.
Yeah, it might have been just 100.
I think the record is 2105.
Yeah, I think it might have just been 100. Yeah. You're right, which is a lot easier to get.
You want me to reignite it? Watch this. But Ike, he set the record for the most yards total, including the playoffs.
Dude, don't nobody care about that. Yeah, no, nobody. That irritates me even more.
I know.
Yes, it's the whole 2,500 yards. Yes, yeah. The most rushing yards in the season.
He beat Terrell Davis's overall number.
Yeah, I missed the part in the Super Bowl where we stopped the game where he surpassed Terrell Davis, and they gave him the game ball. Yeah, I missed that part.
It's coping. It's coping. Yeah. And now the moment's gone. I think they got cocky. I think they thought they could do this every year, the Saquon rushing thing. And it's not working.
Yeah, well, I think Kyle Quinn even said Saquon would rush for 2,000 again this year.
Ooh. He should have to shave the mustache for being so wrong.
Oh, but he didn't, though, right?
I don't know.
Well, we saw him today. He still got that mustache.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying he should have to shave it for being so wrong about the 2,000-yard rushing thing.
Yeah.
The third thing that Ike's never going to relent on is ranch over blue cheese.
Well,
I mean,
that's a classic.
Blue cheese is disgusting.
This sounds like you're not going to relent on it either.
Well, I'm not either. We're back to back on this one.
We're in agreement there, yes.
I don't understand how people eat blue cheese, to be frank with you.
I'm surprised Ike even likes ranch.
Why?
Because it's a creamy white.
It is a creamy white thing.
Yeah, which is not what he likes.
It's not really my thing, Paul.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
He's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
I still, though I don't eat either of them anymore, I still, blue cheese, I would take 100 times out of 100 over.
Crazy to me.
Ranch is another thing that once I got to college, I sort of gave in to it. Because I did not eat ranch prior to going to college. Well, it's something about the wings in school.
East Lansing brought it out of you.
Yeah, I was like, all right, not bad.
It's not bad. It doesn't taste like garbage.
Blue cheese, no. Yeah, blue cheese, no.
Can't even smell it.
You need a developed...
I agree, I can't even smell it.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a developed palate to appreciate something like blue cheese. Something that you guys obviously...
Like, I can't eat olives, I don't like blue cheese, I don't like tomatoes, and I don't like wine.
And if I order a buffalo chicken...
Sandwich.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
I'm replacing the blue cheese with ranch.
Easily.
You don't like olives?
I think olives are inedible.
This is a waste of,
olives are awesome.
At what?
When I was a kid, I used to just eat olives out of the jar. I eat olives every day.
That's crazy.
Kalamata olives. You don't like any of the olives?
I can't even smell them.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got opposite palates.
We do.
Yeah.
Direct no palate.
Yeah.
Why are you kidding me? I've heard a very refined palate.
Yeah. of grass.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go eat more yogurt, you loser.
Dude, I'm a yogi head, man. Dude, my yogurt is some frozen berries.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Raw milk.
Well.
Now that's
mostly
raw milk.
Mostly
yeah.
pasteurized.
All right. Good. Mostly.
Well. Minimally pasteurized.
Oh, wow.
The second thing that Ike is never going to reliance on, he will agree that that Jordan is the best, basketball player of all time. But he thinks Kobe is a better individual basketball player than Jordan.
Well, yeah. I mean, Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Kobe is the best basketball player of all time. If you don't know the difference, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just saying one is the GOAT. I won't argue that. The other one was a better player.
Can I ask you something with respect?
Yep.
What Kobe's untimely passing has done, it has handicapped people like me.
Yeah.
Who, now I have more respect for Kobe later in life.
Most, yeah.
But when people go, hey, he's top five.
Yeah.
And I want to go, stop. Well, I can't.
Top five.
Because
that's almost disrespectful. He's easily the second greatest player. I mean, without question, top five is a cakewalk. That's cakewalk. It's cakewalk.
See, I can't do anything about it. When is the...
Is he better than LeBron?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but LeBron's barely even top 10.
Right. Yeah.
That's what we do agree on.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, sniffing the top 10. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right around top 10.
Yeah, barely.
But we'll see where Jokic ends up because he could push LeBron out of the top 10.
Yeah, we're getting Curry's above LeBron now, too.
Well, I would take Curry over LeBron 100 times out of 100.
It would.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What, basketball?
No, you see, this is where we get crazy.
Well, that's why Curry didn't have to...
I have LeBron in my top five.
Well, the difference between Curry and LeBron is people want to play with Stephen Curry, and nobody wants to play with LeBron, so he has to follow things around and go to, you know... organization after organization after organization, and then they get sick of him. Meanwhile, Steph just wins.
Yeah, he just wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah. The number one thing that Ike is never going to...
I saw that one coming, too.
That is never going to relent on is you got to make your bed in the morning. I mean, this is an old school staple. You know, I think it's a little crazy, but he believes that you got to wake up every day, and the first thing you do is you make your bed.
Yeah, and to no surprise, it's an ongoing thing in the house. I'm just saying it's an ongoing thing because everybody doesn't necessarily share the same beliefs. I'll leave it at that.
We have a conflict in our home as well. I'm not a bed maker. Val's a bed maker.
Okay.
She'll come home if she's away for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And she'll look at the bed.
Yeah, and like...
The blankets are all over the place.
Oh, God.
There's an extra pillow in the middle.
You go days without making your bed?
Yeah. I've never been a bed maker.
Bro.
I could go a lifetime.
How can you go a day without...
Now, in truth...
How do you walk in your room and see your bed that way and not feel like, I've wasted... Why wouldn't you make your bed?
Here's what I'll grant you. Getting into a bed that is made is much nicer than getting into a bed that's not made.
Yes!
But I just never became a bed maker guy.
Wow.
And as I got older, I became neater. You know, I like everything where it is. I like everything put away. But the bed making just never became a thing for me.
Wow.
Yeah. He does like it.
That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know.
A whole day?
A whole day. I would go weeks.
I would go a week. Easy.
Easy.
Without making the bed?
Without even thinking.
Yeah, when I was single, when I lived alone, I don't think I ever made my bed. I made it when Val came over, when we started dating.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
I couldn't imagine that.
Now, Ike, are you aware that mayonnaise is a common ingredient in ranch dressing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but that's like pickle cucumber.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't taste like mayonnaise. Just like a pickle doesn't taste like a cucumber.
And that's the real thing. It doesn't taste like mayonnaise.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure.
No, yes, I know.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Yep.
Yep. yes, believe me, I've had people tell me that before, yes.
This, and they think they got you on
that
one.
I'm like, no, I know, yes. Yeah.
When I say cucumbers are gross, everybody, well, do you like pickles? Yeah, they taste different. What do you want out
of it? That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided's big year-end sale. We'll see 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877 Go Guida or go to goguida.com. Robin Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Spike? Hey, Jack. Listen, I got a Sixers point I want to make at the end. Did you notice last night, okay? But I want to start out with the birds. listen, this was mentioned on the earlier show, but I want to see what you guys think, and I'm going to tell you my opinion. They were talking about, I think Joe was more like, he wanted maybe like an older type of coordinator, because we get these young coordinators and they leave, and then we have to go through this cycle where maybe he hires another one, it doesn't work out, and then we get another one and it works out. And I think Hugh might have been, I forget what you mentioned, but I think this is what Joe was talking about. This is my opinion though, guys. When we lose a coordinator, what usually happens preceding that?
Preceding it, or
yes,
before we lose the coordinator.
Oh, he's saying we usually win before
we
lose
one. Win the Super Bowl, we'll go deep into the playoffs, right?
Well, no.
Except in 23.
Yeah, we lost a coordinator when we fired him because they weren't good.
Two of them.
For the most part, right? Those Spikeleys, we've gone to the Super Bowl, and we've gone pretty far with a good coordinator, right? With Kellen Moore, with Frank Reich. So my point is, hiring the young guy. If it's a cycle, Spike, and I, you know, and Jack, and we win the Super Bowl, we go deep into the playoffs, and we happen to lose them, so be it. Do we want to be like a team that doesn't even make the playoffs, that is desolate for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and they just fire guys anyway? Guys are going to leave and get fired anyway. I'd rather be off of a Super Bowl or deep playoff run. That's just my thought.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you're saying you're not afraid to go hire a new OC. Yeah.
But that's on them. Yeah, you're arguing a point that we don't disagree with. So, yeah,
I'm intrigued with Frank Reich. I don't know if he's getting another head coaching job, so he's got to be here. Yeah.
And it could be – I want to prepare everyone. There's a reasonable chance Kevin Petullo is the offensive coordinator next year.
Well, he would actually be my that would be my top option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think bringing somebody back and Jalen being in the offense another year
– should help.
It should help, yeah.
And before I get to my situation real fast, I think there was a guy, Omar, that called and was talking about firing Sirianni. We just freaking won the Super Bowl last year. My gosh.
Well.
I'm 52, so I'm around your age.
Yeah, I'm 52,
Damn, come on, guys, what the hell?
Well, this is Philly.
I know, I'm born and raised in Philly. It's just unbelievable.
What's your Sixers point, Rod? Yeah.
Did you watch the game last night, either one of you or anybody?
Of course,
yes.
Watch every game.
I noticed things like who's sitting on the court. Did you notice who was sitting next to the Sixers owner last night?
I did not.
Oh.
I want to make sure I said his name right. He's in charge of his enterprise now, of his sports enterprise. I think it's Bob Peterson.
Oh, no. He's talking about the old
The Warriors guy.
The Warriors GM. Yeah. I've seen him there a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, have you? That's the first time I saw him, and I was like,
Bob Myers.
Well, I mean, he's the president of the sports segment of his. Bob Myers is not going to run the Sixers. His sights. Bob Myers wants to be an owner at some point. So what Bob Myers wants to do is show that he can run a big organization, and then that way he can get people. The problem with buying a sports team now is they're so expensive. You need a bunch of people to give you money. Yeah. You know, you need $6 billion. So you have to prove you're good at it. But why would you want Bob Myers to run the Sixers? What's he going to do, trade for Steph Curry? The problem at this point is not who is running the team, you know. So give us somebody who's big in the 90s.
Back up in case it was said. So excuse me, guys, if it's been said.
It's all good.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, no. Tiger's a good one.
Started in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started in the 90s. Now, he was ridiculous in 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, he won Masters in the 90s.
Yeah. I guess the start of Tiger.
Yes.
But really, I think 2000 to 2005.
Yeah. I think when we say big in the 90s, we want the heart of the decade to be in the 90s. I don't think that was Tiger.
Yeah.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Hey, I got this stuff that I rub on my knee, my right knee. It's called Stop the Pain.
Nail it.
So I'm letting all you guys know, stop the pain, Eagles. Let's go out there to L.A., to SoFi, kick some you-know-what.
Put a little Tiger bomb on that
get
knee.
Get this thing going on the offense.
Oh, boy.
Let's get back to our defensive schemes. Let's make the plays and come home with a victory. That's all I ask you. Get it back. Bring it back.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You seem like you're relaxed, Herb. What's going on?
I am relaxed.
You get a massage?
I'm on the turnpike driving back from King of Prussia.
Oh.
You drive to King of Prussia a lot.
Yeah, because my friend takes care of me at the Under Armour. Went over there.
Okay. Have you ever, I mentioned, you sound relaxed like you're getting a massage. Are you a massage guy?
Occasionally, once in a while.
All right, okay. Yeah. You get that deep therapeutic massage?
Mm. Yeah, whatever it is, man, take the pain away. That's all.
You know what I mean? What's wrong with the knee? You got some arthritis in there?
I got a lot of things wrong with the knee. I'm hoping I go see this. Maybe I'll go see a surgeon next week.
Surgeon?
I'm gonna give it another week and see. You know what I mean? See what happens.
You think you might need a replacement?
I hope not. But I'm thinking. I'm hoping I don't have gout or something, or, you know, the pain's off and on. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It's not swollen, but I get pain, you know. When I'm driving, I feel okay. But then when I get out on the, you know, street or wherever I'm at to walk, I got a limp.
How much walking are you really doing during the day?
That is a great question.
I walk whatever I got to do, you know. I just walked in the mall and stuff. I just walked around in the mall, you know. So I didn't get too far when I was in Nordstrom, and then I went over to
as many stores as possible.
Oh, what you picking up in Nordstrom? Another nice sweatsuit?
I was just looking. They got some shoes there.
Ah, yeah. You're a sneakerhead. Yeah, you like the new sneakers.
Huh? S-O-R-E-L. They're $200. They're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice. They come in beige, and they come in black.
Mm. You know,
two popular colors. S-O-R-E-L.
You know, you got to, with that knee issue, you got to make sure you're wearing the right shoes.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Maybe get one of those inserts, you know?
Yeah, foot soles.
I got good shoes, man. I got Under Armour stuff. I got a lot of Adidas.
There you go, more brands.
High tops. I got high tops for the winter, for the snow, for this, that, you know?
Yep.
But,
you ever go to that Lululemon store?
They should have went after Slay, man.
They couldn't.
He lost some Slay, man. He as long as he's healthy, man, he been a scratch for like 3-4 weeks or so, you know?
Yeah, they couldn't go after him, though. He got claimed on waivers, so there was nothing they could do about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The Eagles could have claimed him.
I tell you what we could have done. No. Well, we probably didn't have any. What the hell did we give up for Jair Alexander?
It was a 6 or something. Well,
couldn't we have done that for Slay?
Unfortunately, it's after the trade deadline.
No, I know what I'm saying. I'm talking about before then. Yeah. We could have just traded for Slay.
Yes. I wonder if he would have retired.
What it's coming down to two players in the defensive backfield, that I told you about.
Yeah.
Who's you
telling me?
Maybe
Slay and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, okay? The guy wants the blitz. That's what he told the Houston dude, you know, that we all know he used to play for the Eagles.
D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, meet D'Amico.
Yeah.
D'Amico don't want him slide, don't want him, so they decided to cut him too.
Right.
And you need a couple of blitzers, a couple physical guys.
So what do you think the key is, Herb, to getting the defense back on track? Like what's some things you would tell Vic Fangio?
What would I tell him?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got to hit the gaps. We got to hit the gap, and we got to tackle. We got to hit.
Yeah.
We got to get the line. We can't.
He probably hasn't thought of that yet.
They ran. We can't let them run like they run. And we got to bring up some packages, blitz packages, to do whatever we got to do.
This is what basically what Ike was just talking about.
Yep.
What's that?
Ike was just saying the same thing. Like, you and him are very aligned on defensive football.
On the same page.
I like to be, I'm aggressive, like Buddy Ryan, 46.
Yep.
I don't have to tell you anymore.
No?
Ask my boy, Seth Joyner. He knows what I'm talking about.
Well, what is the 46 defense, though?
Well, when they call it, they're blitzing. That's what it is.
No, but, like, what is it?
What is it? That's the name of the defense.
46. Yeah, but what is it?
That's the name that Buddy Ryan brought it up, the 46, and they come, they bring the heat.
Easy,
They bring the heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The Eagles, let me tell you, the Eagles back when, before Lori bought the team, okay, we had a great defense, okay? The problem was we didn't have offensive receivers, we didn't have the coach, okay, the coach Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham has He could throw a ball 70 yards. That dude got the arm. Okay, the problem is that
we Who do you think is better, Randall or Jalen?
Randall. Randall should have won two Super Bowls.
Ooh.
He would have won two Super Bowls if we had the right coaching. Now you got the coach and you got the guys.
I think that's
got Peterson came in, he won a Super Bowl.
Real quick.
Frank Wright worked with him, won a Super Bowl, with them. You got other guys.
Who did Frank Wright win a Super
Bowl
with?
Last year.
Oh, with us.
We won a Super Bowl. The coach that's in New Orleans, we were doing good. There was good things going on last year.
Hey, Herb, real quick, we got to get to Buzz. What is 9 times 9?
What's that? 9 times 9 is 81.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Jack didn't know the answer.
No, I didn't know it.
He said you wouldn't know it.
No, I didn't say that.
You would.
I didn't say that. I think it's 9 plus 9.
9 is 81. That's T.O.'s number.
Hell yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
You be safe out there, brother.
I'll be down there tomorrow with the Sixers. I'm off.
Amazing.
Today.
All right. I love your bus schedule.
I say goodbye and he just keeps going.
Just keeps going.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I got working tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
I really do feel educated on the 46 defense.
He came in, we said, Herb, you're on WIP. I put this stuff on my knee.
I really thought we were going to have an all-timer when he started that way.
Yeah, but he got into football, which is the worst
thing.
Yeah,
we don't like when he starts talking sports.
Yeah. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Coming up next, Buzz is here, yes. We have our Fantasy Football League update. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Hey, the holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands you have to run, well, grab yourself some of the high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find a retailer near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.